Here is the Chapter 8 optional bonus technical analysis assignment. Now, this is a bonus assignment, so it does count for you if you do it, and won't count against you if you don't do it, but you can do it. It is relatively easy because all you're doing is basically making up things, because that's all technical analysis is. People just making up things and saying they're really scientific and research, and it's all voodoo as far as I'm concerned. So you're going to be doing this, not really understanding what you're doing, but that's okay because nobody else understands what you're doing. And the people who tell you they understand what they're doing are basically either lying to you or lying to themselves or both. But there's a future for you in the technical analysis world. All you have to do is convince people you know what you're talking about. You don't actually have to know what you're talking about. And if it sounds like I don't believe in technical analysis, it is absolutely positively true. If you are so inclined and want to believe in this hocus pocus, then you got to go find some other instructor, because this is how I got my start. Believe it or not, I got my start doing technical analysis programming for a brokerage firm, small brokerage firm. And it, you know, I did what he asked me to do. I was, my undergrad degree is mathematics, and I was a programmer, and I made all these models, and he told me they were doing great, but then he would complain about the inflection points not being the right, and I think, oh, whatever. But I did what I was supposed to do. So let's read together. So that's all how long was that? Was that just a minute rant? There are many different technical indicators. In this assignment, we're just going to concentrate on one, the simple moving average. Feel free to investigate Bollinger Bar bands and exponential moving averages and parabolic and all these other things that are supposed to tell you what's going to happen in the future, but I don't think they mean a hill of beans. Tell me what how the company's doing, the business is doing. Well, we're going to use the very popular ones, the 50-day moving average and the 200-day moving average. Now, when the 50-day goes above the 200-day moving average, that's supposed to be a bullish sign that the stock price of the market's supposed to be going up. And then likewise, when the 50-day moving average goes below the 200-day moving average, that supposedly means the stock price is going down. Well, it's already gone down, already gone up. They have names like inflection points or crosses. This one, the 50-day going above the 200-day, is called the golden cross. And the 50-day going below the 200-day is called the death cross. And this is just the 50 and the 200-day moving averages. Some people like the 15-day and the 50-day moving average, or the 10-day and the 20-day moving average. And this is just one of many different technical indicators that you're supposed to utilize to make millions and millions in the short term. Okay, what do we want you to do? Well, research Verizon. Well, I just picked Verizon because it looked somewhat interesting. Remember, we're going back in time and looking at what happened in the past. At Yahoo or MarketWatch or any other website offering free charting and technical analysis and research. So see the technical analysis presentation for Yahoo. But if you find another website that offers free technical analysis, and if you think it is far superior to Yahoo or Marketplace, please contact me, right? There are many websites that do this. Most of them, though, want you to pony up a certain amount of money a month or whatever. We're going to use the 5-year chart. But if you want to do 10-day and 20-day, then the 5-year chart's a little too long. You might want to do 1-year chart or two, whatever. But for this assignment, even though you don't know what you're doing, do it anyway, because it's actually pretty straightforward, as we said. Add a 50-day moving average, add a 200-day moving average, and I'll show you how to do that in the presentation. It's not hard. Now, in Verizon's case, in June of 2016, the 50-day moving average went above the 200-day moving average. Now, again, that's supposed to be a buy signal. That's supposed to be a bullish sign. Was it a good time to buy? In July of 2017, the 50-day moving average went below the 200-day moving average, the death cross. The first one's the golden cross, by the way. The second one's the death cross. This is supposed to be a sell signal. Was this a good time to sell? And then in July of 2018, again, the 50-day moving average went above the 200-day moving average. Was this a bullish sign, a good time to buy? So comment on the current relationship of the 50-day moving average and the 200-day moving average. What about the past few weeks or months? What would you do now? Comment on whether the stock is a buy, sell, or neutral. And so then add the 15-day and watch what happens with the 15-day and the 50-day moving average. So look at those same periods that we saw, June of 2016, July of 2017, July of 2018. Was the relationship of the 15-day moving average and the 50-day moving average a better indicator of the near-term future price movements of the stock? And then, you know, try a few other stocks and see what you can figure out, right? And I just threw a few out there that I looked at that looked somewhat interesting. And then, lastly, comment on the effectiveness of the simple moving average technical indicators. Would you try buying or selling stocks based on technical analysis? Now, remember, disclaimer, with technical analysis, you don't actually have to know what you're doing. You just have to convince others that you know what you're doing. So do your best to convince me that you know what you're doing, even though you don't. Because since I don't also know what I'm doing when it comes to technical analysis, it will be easy to convince me. Who knows? You may find that you are good at convincing others that you know what you're doing, even though you don't. And if that is true, you can make a whole lot of money in the wonderful wild world of technical analysis. And on your own, folks, you look up Investopedia, or just there's dozens of websites that want to teach you how to do technical analysis, folks. It's you know, they all want to make money, of course. Research Bollinger Bands, exponential moving averages, not just simple moving averages, parabolic stop and reverse, or any of the many technical indicators available. And this guy, Stock Market Mentor, I like to pick on him because he's so sure of himself, and it's just amazing. I'd like to really see what his long-term results are. You know, short-term, he'll say, oh, yeah, I did really well on this one. He won't tell you about the ones he didn't do well on. But I'm just picking on them. There are many. Look at some of his free charts of the week. But please don't sign up. Please. I mean, well, it's up to you, folks. It's your money. But, you know, what can I say? I'm not a big fan of technical. Have you figured that out yet? So do this assignment. And all you got to do is convince me that you know what you're doing, even though you don't know what you're doing. But it doesn't matter because I don't know what I'm doing. So it should be easy to convince me. Makes any sense? I hope so. Have fun. Have fun. And maybe, who knows, $500,000 a year salary in New York plus bonuses might be yours if you can convince people you know what you're doing. See ya.